The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the recent past and the coolest place on the internet. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, and this is the worst little podcast in the world. This week, I am not joined by anybody. Oh, except there's Nick, or there's Rick and Nate in the Studio B. But Chewy and Nick, they're not here. But I've got the best guests in the world. It's Sick Kitty Sick.
Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Ah, hi there. Ladies and gentlemen, Nick has a real job thing tonight. It is real radio job, since we're just on the fake radio show here. Yeah. We're on the internet. Nobody cares about us. Only like 12 people listen. Chewy is only in town for 48 hours and is spending it with his lovely wife and daughter before they go on a camping trip tomorrow morning.
Probably a smart move.
I stuck my dick in it and nothing happened.
Well, you had a baby. That's what happened.
I met a really fat girl in Elko.
No, that's no way to talk about your wife, too.
Yeah, I can masturbate without blowing myself.
I bet. Wow.
But I'm sure it's not very good.
Never really thought about it like that. I typically do masturbate without blowing myself.
Are you not flexible enough? Or?
Not at all.
Oh, okay.
And I have a very small
penis. I bet
you I'm
even less.
At least you're honest about it.
Was inappropriate.
It was perfectly fine. I didn't say anything like dick.
Ass.
No, I was calling for Rick, actually.
Dog water dick.
Dog water dick himself. Well, hi.
Hi.
So Chewy and Nick aren't here. Fuck them. Yeah. I have Sick Kitty Sit in the studio.
Hello.
Would you mind introducing yourselves and your voices for the microphone?
Yes,
for the audience into the microphones. Well, then you can leave.
Well, fine.
Finally. Thanks for having me. And good night.
So I'm Kat Downs.
And what
Hi,
do you
Kat.
Do, Kat?
Hi.
Hi. Thank you. Thank you so much. I do piano and vocals for Sit Kitty Sit.
And her husband.
Most of the time.
Indeed. My name is Mike Thompson. I am the drummer. For Sit Kitty Sit. Yeah, it is really that funny. Because, man... If you ever saw us play, you would do that. You would laugh. Okay. That's
great. Wow, everybody's laughing at that.
Well, you know, we are a comedy act. We are a comedy band.
They did get to hear the sound check.
Yeah, wait till you hear
which
this.
Which really
shit.
Involved hitting a cat with a tin can.
Does that
not,
sound good?
Not this
Does
cat,
it?
But a cat.
Yeah. Sometimes this cat, too.
Well, you know.
Throwing tin cans across the stage.
If it doesn't go good, we're going to use the new fly swatter on you guys.
Oh,
no!
Yeah, bug zapper.
Hey, it's very specifically said not to touch the mesh when it's activated. Okay.
It looks like a tennis racket, but it's electrified.
I saw that. That's not
so,
a tennis racket.
No,
it's to kill bugs.
Mm-hmm. And dude, you swipe it out, and when it hits them,
it's awesome.
It makes this satisfying crack and flash of light as they fall to their death from the air.
So like if there's a cloud of bugs around your light, like swarming around, you could like
Fourth
get,
of
like,
July.
Wow.
It'd be pretty epic.
It's fucking rad.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of epic odd things, so a couple this past week, I walk out in my kitchen. It's like 10 o'clock at night. I've been there all night by myself. The kitchen's, I had actually recently done dishes and taken out the trash. So, yeah.
Wow.
There's like 20 flies in my kitchen, like big old green fruit flies just swarming around my kitchen.
You needed
like,
the tennis
they're
racket.
On the window. I really could have used it.
Or take out your garbage.
But that was the thing I just had like the night before. There was nothing in the garbage.
Interesting.
So I then spent like half hour, 40 minutes, attacking every single one of them with the fly swatter.
Did you get them all?
Dude, it's five.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah, I got them all.
$5 at Rayleigh's, and they scream when they die. It's awesome. $5. It's the best $5 I ever spent. And two AA batteries.
It is pretty awesome.
Not bad for a night out.
You should have seen us when we saw them in the store. We were like, oh my God.
Holy shit. I see
and
the
he's
guy
like,
using
how much
restaurant.
Is this? How much is this? Right. And I was like, it's $5.
And we live up here where there aren't that many bugs. Like,
we had to sit out front by the freaking light on, like trying to get
hunting.
The bugs
right.
to show up so he could use it. It was awesome.
It's totally like, yeah, it's something out of World War II with like, yeah.
Awesome.
We're going to, yeah, it was awful.
The warning
ladies and gentlemen, check it out at your local Raley's. Not a sponsor of this podcast.
Now we must expect. Experiment with
not
the killing of the box.
Anyway.
Yeah. Trying to exterminate
as
them.
An unofficial sponsor.
Hey, I'm
going
to just get that out of the way early this evening. You know who we are sponsored by? We're sponsored by Reno Computer Fix.
Mother F word.
Check them out on South Wells next to the Dandelion Deli. RenoComputerFix.net is also their internet location. They'll fix your computer. They'll clean it of viruses. They'll upgrade it. They'll sell you a refurbished one. They'll let you buy art off the walls. They'll tell you what a nice tie you have on. They're a nice group of people. Aww. And they'll cure what ails you.
All right.
Reno wow. Computer Fix.
Thank you, Max.
That is
sexually.
Awesome.
yes, there are fine sponsors. We have a sponsor.
That's brilliant.
Well, we have two, actually. Yeah. The show is sponsored by Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor.
Oh, yes, yeah, very good.
Of course.
And we sponsor their open mic.
We're a big
which
fan
we're going
of them.
To tonight.
Yeah, we're going to go there.
Excellent.
We told everybody last week that you would be there. So if they're not there, it's because they hate you.
Shit. I was planning on skipping it tonight.
No, you can't.
Too bad.
They don't get to. You don't get to.
If I don't get to skip it, you don't
yeah.
get to skip it.
And you guys look tired.
Yeah.
It's been a fun 48
when
hours.
When did you get here?
Yesterday
afternoon.
Listen to the bleak dread in your voice. Like,
well, we've
yesterday. It's been 3 weeks with no food.
Well, we've actually not been on the road for a while, which I know we both missed. So, like, when we got here, we're like, woo! And then we
such amateurs. We
and
barbecued.
Then,
we drank a bottle of
my
drink.
And Kat had a air quotes headache most of the day today.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, it was an actual headache, but it was a dehydration headache.
Which was not caused by the consumption of anything that dehydrates
as
you.
As an unofficial spokesperson for Gatorade. Let me
you know, I've always found soda and water the next morning fixes whatever soda and water did to you the night before.
There you go.
I find that with whiskey.
Hydrate. Yeah, exactly.
I also find that a bag of Valencia oranges doesn't leave bruises when you hit the wife and kids.
They're that soft?
Rory. Oh. My goodness.
That's my bank.
Said in the voice of Bing Crosby.
Oh, God.
Like James Mason.
Namaste.
Hey, they're dead. What are they going to do?
Exactly.
Isn't he? I hope God he is. Hey, is Warren Zevon dead?
He is.
I hope
awesome.
So.
Excellent.
If he's not, somebody should
I'm
going to
play
him.
A song by him. At the open mic as a theme, we're doing themes every other week down at the open mic. This week's theme is dead musicians.
Right.
Oh.
So I had already planned a set for the show I wasn't going to go to. And and I decided that I was going to play the Sublime cover of... They're Only Gonna Die for Their Own Arrogance.
Excellent.
Because Bradley's dead.
Mm-hmm.
I do, what's that? Excitable Boy by Warren Zevon.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
About a nice little young man
that
kills women. And then I was going to do Fat Bottom Girls.
Oh, hell
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good set
so
right there.
That's my dead musician set right
love
there.
Love it. Yeah. That's a win.
Definitely.
But we have a good time every week, so please, please, please come on down. This coming week, the 11th, Jenny Pez Dispenser is the host.
Oh, Jenny.
Very nice.
And
Jenny.
Simultaneously, there will be a big show, big metal show happening in the showroom.
Nice.
Oh, fuck.
So,
we like Jenny.
It should be an interesting night, folks.
She wrote some kind words about us.
Yeah,
oh, Jenny's
did.
Fucking right.
Oh, very
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
So, hi, Jenny.
Hi.
Yeah, I want to say, she and I saw you guys together, I want to say.
She's only seen us one time?
No,
she
came to two.
She came to Jub.
Oh, okay.
She came to Jub Jub's once.
I thought
yeah.
so.
No, but when
she reviewed us at Red Rock Bar.
Red Rock Bar, yeah.
And that's where your skull fell off your hi-hat thing.
Yes,
and
you were there.
Did you notice that it's above my desk?
Is that the same
is
one?
Is that the
yes.
same one? Dude.
That is totally your
I was
thing.
Looking at that. I was
oh
like,
my God.
Hey, that looks like.
Yeah, I just thought that like you had like the same
no.
one.
No, that's
yeah.
yours.
Oh, my God.
That's where that wound up.
You know that has a name.
I'm flattered.
Oh, it does? I didn't know it had a name.
It's Dave.
Oh, mm-hmm. Dave.
That's
Dave's
Dave.
Dead
here.
Dave.
Dave
is here.
Yeah.
Rick just touched it.
Dave is
that's awesome. Well, I'm very flattered.
Both no, and earlier when you last night you were standing out front, you were talking about, you know, how you can't throw things away because it's something cool that some guy at something gave to you.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, I have that from you right there. Like, that's totally
that's
I can't
amazing.
Get rid of that.
Yeah. We we always think of the guy who was working the bar that night. He was a huge Huey.
Reese.
Yeah, Reese was a huge Huey Lewis fan.
Oh my gosh.
So,
so
like
awesome.
Every time we
do you
hear
like Huey Lewis in the
news? Huey Lewis, we're like, oh man, we'll jam it. It's for him.
The album Sports, they really came into their own.
I have not put that put Reese beyond that character.
I love Huey Lewis on the news. Yeah. And we had a great time listening to Huey Lewis with him.
I owned Sports and Four.
Dude,
yeah.
Those were my formative years. That was like when I was learning to use my body as a playground.
Dude. <You know? laughs> So awesome.
Great time.
I want a new drug. What does it have to do with sticking your face in ice water? I don't understand.
Oh, my God. Dude, it was so funny because that dude is like this huge rugby player from New Zealand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The last, like... He's like,
and his dad just ran for mayor.
Get out.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. Yeah. That's crazy.
So, well, in the primary.
No worries. She means so it. Funny. Get out.
Oh, okay. See you guys.
All right, you guys have fun with the show now.
Peace. We got this from here.
But yeah, he was because like the whole time we were packing up to leave, did he pull it up on like YouTube or something? And he was just playing, like he was just cranking the shit out of it, like it was so loud. And he's like,
it was awesome.
It was amazing.
Just rocking out,
out to Huey Lewis. He's like, I fucking love Huey Lewis. We're like, who doesn't, man? Turn it up. Damn,
that's pretty awesome.
How random. Okay.
Yeah, and he fed us pizzas.
Mm-hmm.
That was a fun night.
Reese is a good dude.
Yeah.
And chicken wings.
It was cool. Oh yeah,
chicken Red Rock wings. Bar. Mm-hmm. Check it out next to the Granite Street.
Yeah,
E-A.
Red Rock. It rocks.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of fun.
It does.
Okay.
All right.
Do you think we should have a song?
I think we should have
a
song.
We should spread them out,
is it song time?
Yeah.
We can do a song.
We can go back.
What do you guys want to do?
I don't know. Why are you asking us?
Here's the list. Do you want to?
Yeah, they have this enormous list on their computer.
You make requests. Anything other than Encode.
You don't have to play that on the show.
No, we will play it.
Have you practiced it lately? I want to make sure you guys play it right.
It's been a long time.
Oh, my God, dude. I haven't played that song since 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. And as a show warm-up song, I really got to say that was pretty mediocre.
Yeah.
So
thank you.
Really like you to wow me.
Well, jeez.
Go into our wow category. Okay. Our WoW file and see what's in the WoW file.
Let's see what we got here.
Should we play something off the new record?
Yeah, let's play something off the new record.
What's the name of the new record?
Everlasting Fire.
Nice. Fire.
Fire!
Fire!
Hey, does it need to be reviewed sometime in the next month?
Yes.
Yeah, always.
Hey.
Yeah, it only came out in May. It's like, it still has the new record smell.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. It's actually,
I haven't already reviewed it, have I?
No. It's the story of Dante's Inferno.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. You put it in my hands before you leave tonight.
I'll put it in your hands already.
And I will turn it in. Yay.
Hey.
And I will and I'll make sure my editor gets that right where he wants it.
Awesome.
Yes, we will definitely give you a copy.
Well, if you want, we could do Bleed September. We could do
I love Bleed September.
While they're deciding, I'll just also throw out any
people.
That
would be a good go out on song, though, because it's kind of
it's like, mellow.
Yeah.
Anybody in a band who's listening, remember, I am the official CD reviewer for the Reno Tahoe Tonight. Every other month, I have my regular column, 100 Word Bias, with four reviews of local and regional bands. So please get a hold of me at. Well, you're already giving me yours. I'm putting out an ad for my own thing.
Okay.
I know, but how are we just finding out about this?
That's what I was going
to
say too. Like.
Because you don't pay attention to Facebook enough.
Oh God. What me? Oh, I don't know about that.
Jesus, Rory, are you in your fucking self promotion?
The problem is no.
Hi, I have a really small penis.
Is the feeds are, you know.
Yeah.
So like
you only see so
but,
much.
You know, now that we have connected more on Facebook, I'll start seeing your feeds more. That's good.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We could do. You want to do? We could do.
Do Birmingham.
Birmingham.
All right.
That's actually what I was just about to say.
Is that what you're going to say?
Yes, I was.
We have a video for this song as well.
Ooh. On the YouTubes.
What's the name of your YouTube channel or user?
It's youtube.com/sitkittysit. All one word.
I'll never remember that.
We try to make things very difficult for our fans.
Yeah, and we don't believe in like the weird spellings. So sit kitty sit is spelled just. Like that.
Yeah, with all ones instead of
like,
eyes.
Yeah.
T-E-H.
Yeah, we did
it starts the silent P.
We did this video like very last minute. We did this video very last minute right for a CD release show.
And are you just lowering our expectations?
We did. Yeah, it was like, okay. Oh yeah, it was done in about 4 hours all around.
Was it even 4 hours?
Yeah, something
wow.
like that. We had a whole another song lined up, Superbia, to do, and that whole thing just collapsed on top of us.
At the last second, yeah.
We did Birmingham, and it came out pretty.
Were you trying to save money?
No, we were trying to co-release a video along with when we released the record because people are more prone to like watch a video than they are to just even listen to an audio file. So we were going to release Superbia along with the record, but then the whole plan just fell apart. And so we're like, well, crap. We were going to try and do Birmingham anyway, but we were going to do it later. Mm-hmm. But we just kind of slapped it together and got a bunch of people to help us, and we pounded it out in one night.
And then debuted it at our CD.
And then debuted it like 3 days later. Yeah, it was amazing. It was like the fastest video of all time.
Yeah, we played it on stage, like in a big screen before our set.
Mm-hmm.
It was cool.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Stabby Unicorn just recorded a video yesterday.
Yeah, those guys are awesome.
They hope to have it done in a week. Yeah, I'm in it.
Ooh, hey. Awesome.
The back of my head as they walk through a room.
Celebrity
spotting.
I totally dig them. They're really cool.
Yeah, I like them a lot.
So. All right, I guess I should get out of here. And
go drum.
Go sit by the drums.
I'm going to go drum.
Right.
And I'm going to talk about...
Hi, I have a really small penis.
Me some more.
All right. Yes.
Yeah. Well, hey, I am the Reno Tahoe tonight. This actually is a little bit of something. We're featured on this Monday's Monday evening's 5 o'clock broadcast on Channel 2. We had a little meeting at Oliver's house, and they sat down and chatted with him and some of the other writers and movers and shakers over there.
Oh, right.
So go RTT.
Woohoo!
Many years strong and still going and going and getting better every month.
Nice.
I really like writing for them. It's a good magazine. You should check it out. And also, another thing that I'm in, Nowhere Nevada Film Festival coming up in just 2 weeks, ladies and gentlemen, down in San Jose. Check them out at the something-something International Film Festival.
Last we heard, we still can't get tickets yet, right?
Oh, the tickets might be up as of the time you can hear this podcast.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we should have access to the portal, like maybe even the night we're actually recording it.
Access to the portal.
Yeah. Spunk.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Put a gallon in the Allen.
But Nowhere Nevada. Check it out. It's everywhere.
Nowhere Nevada.
It's on IMDb and shit even.
Get out.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, my God.
That's my favorite app ever. I don't even watch TV or movies, and because when I do, I'm only on that app. reading about the show that I'm watching, and then I don't follow the show. And then my girlfriend's like, "Babe, what the fuck? You just fucking..." Because I'm like, "Wait, what happened? Wait, what do you say? Wait, who's this guy?" She's like, "I'm gonna fucking throw that phone out the window if you can watch a show like a normal person." Because I need to know the behind the scenes shit. I need to know that shit.
Yeah. Oh, did you realize that if you look closely that the can switches changes in the middle of the scene? I love the continuity mistake stuff on IMDb.
I close my eyes and never read any of that kind of stuff. I hate spoilers before a movie. And once I've seen it, I don't care about the background shit. Well, give me your piece of art. Let me enjoy it and walk away.
I don't read the spoilers. I just read, like, there's a lot of, like, making of, you know, stuff about the movie, not necessarily the plot.
I'd prefer to put a catheter in myself.
Fuck you, Laurie.
Alright, let's play this song.
Alright, let's play this fucking song. Alright, this is Birmingham.
Check it out.
It's off the new record.
Check out the video.
Breath was his last.
That was lovely. Lovely. Thank you. Everybody raise a martini glass to that one.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hey, don't go anywhere, Mike. Can we get two out of you guys right now?
Oh, do two. Yeah.
Just while he's out there, because it's a big pain in the ass.
Yeah.
A number two?
Yeah.
Yeah, just leave it on the stool.
Oh, yeah.
The sample.
Sexually.
Leave the stool on the stool.
Do you want to do, we can do, you want to do in the morning? Or do you want to do another one off the new record?
Oh, let's do another new one.
Okay.
What's the tango one?
Ooh.
Oh, that's called the pulse.
The pulse. You want to do that?
We can try that.
I love the tango.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah, this one's really sexy.
Sexually.
Sexually.
What's the name again? Say that again.
This is called The Pulse. Yeah.
The Pulse.
Lots of boners and wet panties when we play this one.
Yes.
Shoot the juice to me, Bruce.
What kind of juice is that?
Spunk.
All right.
Sweat. Okay.
Pop the fluid in me, Louie.
Okay.
Oh my.
Okay.
He's so annoyed with your shit.
Oh boy, oh boy.
Count us off, man.
Okay. You guys ever watch Family Guy?
Yes.
Nope.
That fucking awesome show that Brian and Stewie did with the Dingo and the Baby. Is that their radio show name? And all they did was just play fucking clips like that.
I'm Dingo, and he's the baby.
In the mornings.
So amazing.
Okay. Oh my god.
That was stuff like that is the inspiration for this podcast.
Sweet.
It's one of
Sweet.
The best episodes ever. Okay, here we go.
All right.
Sexy. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
One. Two.
Damn it, count off in time. I can't see you.
Alright, one, two, three, four.
The taste of flesh, the lust of
not a dry eye was in the room.
Oh my god, that was so fucking bad.
Because both of mine were dry. Fuck. A is singular.
Since I personally didn't cry, no one cried. Thank you.
God, you guys are so amazing. And you guys are great to watch. You can come back in the room now.
Oh, I can now? Okay.
This is actually the first time that Mike and I have ever tried to play without looking at each other.
How does it feel?
It's weird. It's really weird. Like, yeah.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, when I've seen you set up across the stage from each other, essentially, you know, where you can make a lot of eye contact.
Oh, yeah. And when we rehearse, we actually face each other.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's weird, like...
Sexually.
But the funny part is that
musical missionary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's on top?
But I feel like it actually went really well, considering like we did all the.
That one was actually pretty damn good.
The hits all happen. The hits just keep on coming.
It's because we're now lubricated again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, welcome
that song
to
is very,
it.
You know, thanks, lubricating. Man. That's one of our favorites, and actually on the record.
Stop touching stuff. What are you doing?
This thing is falling down.
Okay.
God damn it.
We're supposed to have it's cool, man. Don't worry about it. The production assistant.
It's all good.
I can just wrap his hand around it and get it up there where it goes.
I'm stroking the shaft.
Yeah.
I'm really tightening it up good.
Do you like it in your face?
Honey, don't listen in when the adults are talking.
Even I thought that was gay.
Hey. Go eat your fruit snacks.
Oh, my God. What I was saying is, on the record, that song, we're joined by an amazing violin player. His name is Steve Gardner. And he plays in a phenomenal band called Basso Negro. It's kind of like a gypsy jazz, kind of weird. They're fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Anyways, he came in and because that song just begs for violin on it.
Yeah.
He came in and seriously changed my life that day. I was so hungover and just... kind of like you felt today, Kat.
Yeah, I'm sure. I don't know what you're
saying. And, you know, it was like the last thing after like a 4-day bender of recording.
Yeah,
and I was just like cross-eyed. And this fucking guy comes in and just like seriously almost made me cry. He just absolutely fucking captured the mood perfectly.
Yep. Yeah.
And I think that's actually my favorite song on the record because of that. So that's that song.
Bold words. Bold words.
I was like,
there.
Don't say that in front of the other songs. Jeez.
You can't let any of the children know you like any one of them better.
But there is always one.
There's always a favorite.
And I know in my family that was me.
Where's Cody? We need some. Can I have some of that whiskey?
Is there any left? I think there's a little.
I'll just take a little nip.
Is Dakota back with more whiskey?
Yes. Where's Dakota?
Damn it, Dakota Joe.
Can someone text him and see? Can someone sext him and see?
By the way,
where the hell he
we're going to welcome. Did you see Lucas?
No, is Lucas here?
The legendary, the man, the myth, the incredible Lucas Young.
Here? Oh
yeah,
my God,
and we don't
Lucas
have a mic
Young.
For him.
But let him talk on your mic for a second.
Has graced us with his presence.
Oh my God,
I love you. Yo, how y'all doing?
Hey! How's you in your wilderness?
we are doing very well.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. How's you?
I'm great.
welcome to our show.
Thanks for being here, Lucas.
Thank you. I am in here laughing really hard.
Excellent.
Hey, tell me, Lucas, before I kick you off the microphone, you got anything coming up in the future here? Anything in the near future where you're playing out? throw a couple dates out there.
There aren't any.
I am just playing with yourself in public.
I'm doing some surprise shows.
Well,
just masturbating by the river.
Sporadically. Yeah.
Go find him on the interwebs then.
Yeah.
Yes, everybody please check out Lucas Young. He is one of the finer, finer musicians that currently roosts in this Reno area.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
We're happy to have him on board.
Yes. Bye, Lucas.
Bye, Lucas. But
wow,
but
Mike's the one that
leave.
Kicked you
too
off.
Kind, too kind.
Okay,
me.
That's
Thank
enough.
You. Too kind.
You're done.
Yeah. No, more about the Sit Kitty Sit.
Hi.
Sit Kitty Sit, our first time in Reno was with Lucas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was.
We played our very first tour, actually. Well, our very first out of town.
Yeah.
We went, it was a year ago in April, this past April, and we did four days. We did... Bar and Bar, and then we did we did Studio on 4th. It was our first show ever in Reno, and our second show ever on tour. And there was probably one person.
Oh, you're actually thinking of two different tours. The first time we came was with the institution.
Yeah, but we did Studio on 4th.
That was separate.
Was it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, Mike.
But no, it was. I mean, Lucas was on the bill, and so was Callow.
Callow from San Francisco? Yeah, yeah. So basically, Studio on 4th is a really nice venue.
Yes.
But nobody goes. Because
it's getting better.
It's getting it's just a terrible location, you know.
No,
but damn,
the Morris Berner Hotel at the other side of the corner has really legitimized that block.
Yeah, good.
Sweet.
Well, and they bought the thing in between the boxing place.
Oh, right.
And they're
going to
turn
good.
That into part of their.
I tell you, man,
too.
The sound there is phenomenal.
That was like some of the best sound we've ever
had. I mean,
had
Jesus
live.
Christ,
it was ridiculous.
I mean,
yeah.
Lucas, he'll I mean. That's it was them. It was Lucas and Callow and us, and that was it.
They have one of the best backstages.
It's incredible
for any venue in town. It's a theater backstage.
Yeah, it's so
tables
awesome.
And mirrors.
Oh my God.
And a proscenium and everything.
Yeah, it was great.
We had a blast. So that's where we met Lucas.
Yes.
Nice.
And we adopted him.
The rest is history.
And then was that the same tour you met Rick, or was that later on?
We met.
I think that was when you guys stayed here.
It was.
The first, it was because Bryce set it up.
Yeah, and I remember, and the
Bryce,
yeah,
Bryce and Bryce told me, he said, "Well, here's this band. Listen to their CDs. They need a place to stay." And I was like, "Fuck that, dude! Some fucking are you serious? Some stranger staying in my house?" And then I'm like trying to figure out a way
I had a house where I let bands do that all the time. I moved in with Rick in 2002, and that part of my life was over.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got like stuff here and things. I don't want some strange fucking San Francisco freaks coming to my house.
Yeah.
And then he's like, well, why don't we? And so I tried to figure out a way, like, can I do this so that like if I hate them, I can make them leave the second day, that they won't just be stuck here the whole time. So we did that. And then it was funny that when I opened up the door and Mike and Kat came walking up, and Mike is like a little bit shorter than me with a buzz haircut
and
a nice build.
Brawny.
And I just looked at him and said, here's a key to the house.
I remember that because I was surprised that you said that.
Yeah,
because,
you guys are adorable.
You know,
the road to Rick's
the
rose
like,
to Rick's heart is your shoulders and ass.
If you're wondering why I've been wearing a tank top all weekend.
It's just because you've been working out.
Yeah, you can stay.
I've been pumping iron, man.
Yeah.
I'm 35. I'll be 35 in 2 months, man.
Yeah,
you got to maintain.
You know, I realized my birthday's next month, and I had totally forgotten about it.
Yeah.
Hey, so you're going to turn 25?
Yeah, let's go with that.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's the anniversary of your 25th birthday?
I still look like I'm 25, so let's just go.
Your birthday. Yes, you do. So that was the Institution, another awesome band from San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
You guys tour a lot, I follow you on Facebook, and they limit our feeds. I can never figure out, where do you guys actually live?
San Francisco. Well,
okay.
I live in San Francisco.
Not really.
Mike lives in Oakland.
I live in Oakland.
Yeah.
Okay.
I live in West Oakland. She lives in SF. But I lived in SF for like 7 or 8
then,
years.
You know, I'll see you'll go spend like a week at a time up in Portland and Seattle just hanging out.
Yeah.
I'm like, is that tour or have they gone home?
That's tour.
Well, that's kind of our second home, man. Portland is a special crew.
Yeah.
Very special, special.
That's
special needs.
That's our rowdiest fan base of all the places we play. Like, they're the most just obnoxious.
They're
which
fantastic.
Is great.
We love them.
So that tour that originally brought you to Reno, that was like, what, 2 years ago? 3 years ago?
Yeah, two years ago. Oh, no, a year ago this past April.
Wow.
We've only been on the road for a year and a half.
No way, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And how long had you been playing before that? Together.
Three years?
Yeah,
okay.
Just had our fourth birthday.
Yeah, May.
Cheers.
May is our anniversary. So we released the record on our band anniversary.
Hmm.
So we played 3 years, did two records, and then finally hit the road last year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been fucking glorious.
Have you been met with a lot of success in different cities?
Yeah, it's been really like amazingly overwhelming. Like we'll play a new town, and you know, it's like no one knows who the crap you are. You know, so like maybe you play to 5 people, maybe you play to 10.
That's how I met you. I walked into a bar, and here is this amazingness just happening in my local shithole.
and people just it's ridiculous. Like the overwhelming support that we get.
Very kind.
And we always ended up with an open invitation to come back to every venue we play, and it's just been
we pride ourselves in
they
being
like it when you guys go in and like break bottles.
Yeah.
And rent up
yeah.
a huge
I know, right?
tab and steal the speakers.
We did accidentally walk out in a tab one night.
Did we?
Where? Yeah, in Arkansas.
We did?
Yeah, we totally did, remember? We were like, oh, shit, we totally didn't pay our tab. But they didn't care. Like,
he wouldn't have taken our money.
They spouted praise about us, like, all day the next day on Facebook. So we were like, I guess we're forgiven for walking out of our tab. Like, we didn't do it on purpose. It was like we were back at the hotel by the time I was like, oh, fuck, we didn't pay our bill. Like,
oh, man, that place was awesome. Yeah, it was a cool college place in Conway, Arkansas, is where it is.
Rad.
Shit, what the hell is the name of that place?
Like Big Bear Pizza or
yeah,
something?
Oh, Big Bear's Den. Yes. Bear's Den Pizza.
And their pizza was fucking ridiculous.
Amazing. And Seth Dugan is his name. That was the guy who took
care of us.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, pretty good.
Listen to hear with the shout outs and
he's
the props.
He's really good at remembering people's names.
He's got a Rolodex trapped in there.
It's you never know when you're going to need it, but you know. Yeah, so yeah, you know, like on in new places, you know, now in November we're doing 6 weeks on the East Coast.
Oh, wow.
From November, like first weekend of November to the middle of December, we're going to hightail it straight to Boston, just straight across the country, 3 days, whatever, and then just do Maine to Florida.
So no stops.
No stops on the way out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And we're just going to start top to bottom and hit, because we've never played, the only place we haven't played is Southeast. So we haven't played south of Philly or west of Nashville or Memphis.
Okay.
So we're going to hit all that, you know, the Carolinas, Atlanta, probably Nashville again, some Florida. We're going to do Thanksgiving in Fort Lauderdale and then head back and probably stop on the way back.
If you're looking for any places to play in a small college town, Louisiana, hit me up. I'll let you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love Louisiana.
Town's called Lafayette. I know a couple of
clubs. Oh, yeah, Lafayette.
Yeah. Yeah, we know that place.
Yeah.
Did you ever play there?
No, not yet. We played in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I lived in Lafayette for 2 years. So,
oh, right on.
And worked at a couple bars. So.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. We'll totally take you up on that.
Nathan, can you come fix this thing for me? It's like falling into my chest.
God.
You can't touch it because it'll crackle.
But, hey, well, I'm gonna put up the applause sign for the audience.
So when we tour out into the new uncharted territories, there's always very little people there,
right?
And you know, the first couple times where it's been, you know, like it's discouraging. You know, those Tuesday shows where five people in the audience are like, God damn it! It's like really hard to get into the mood without drinking a lot of whiskey. Seriously, that's the only way.
Drinking more whiskey than you're going to bring in on cover charge.
Yeah, exactly. And thank you. And those shows, we found that people we make so much more money in merch because it's like a little private show for them. It's like playing in somebody's living room. And so then we kind of just abandon the set list and just kind of go by the seat of our pants, and we ask
whatever
them,
you're
like, what are you guys
it.
In the mood for, and then it becomes really special to them, and then we meet fans for life, and they, you know, they'll drop like 200 fucking bucks on like merch, and it's like, okay, lesson of the story is never judge a show by its cover.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you never know. So
ooh, do I get to answer your phone then?
Yeah.
Wait, oh,
it's my landlord.
Oh yeah, give it to me.
That's even better.
Give it to Mike.
I can play your attorney.
No.
Sorry. Mr. Dowd is unavailable.
This is the Reverend's phone.
I know. I'm pretty sure I know what it's about.
Okay. So no. Right,
yeah.
Fine.
No, my rent went up recently, and I neglected to put the additional amount in, and then sent a check the next day.
Oh, like with the total.
The balance, so he just got the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Just let him stew on that.
Yeah. Tomorrow he'll get the next one.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
So.
Yes.
Yes. Fuck it. That's your answer for everything.
Let's
do more music.
Is it time for more music?
More music?
Let's do more music.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. We can do that.
What do you want to play? Here, you pick. Here's the list. I'll hold it up for you.
All right, here's what we're going to do. Twice. You guys pick a record, and then we'll pick a song.
Yes. Go, Rick.
Go, Rick.
You have to play my favorite song on my show.
Oh, my God.
Okay, God
I'm
damn
sorry.
It. Let's just fucking do it.
I know. Well, and then, yeah. And then dude, maybe.
Before we forget how it goes.
Jesus Christ.
All right, Rick, we're going to do that. Right. You want to do two?
You guys have an epic ender, right, for the end of the show. Maybe we should do Encode and then Bleed September as like a middle, like.
We could do those right now. Yeah.
And then that'll save the ending for an epic ender.
Yeah, we've got some epicers.
We got a couple epic enders.
You always end your show with something that blows my mind every time, and I don't know what it's called.
Thanks.
There's My Beloved.
His penis.
Probably.
Bag of Dicks.
Yeah, where
Bag of Dicks.
That's the title I've been looking for.
And you guys are staying the night again.
Yes, we are.
Now be sure Dick gets his warm milk.
let's play Mike to the drums. He's not moving super fast, so I'm slowing down. Oh, my God! Is the whiskey here? Yeah. Sweet
whiskey's
sauce.
Whiskey's here!
Sweet sauce. Sweet. I don't know if I remember this one, Rick.
You haven't played it lately. You haven't played it lately 10 fucking times.
I did not play 15 versions of this song earlier today just for your own pleasure.
Well, and just so you know, if anything fucks up, I'll be able to copy and paste it out of one of the 10 billion times.
Should you lose your fingers in a horrible farming accident,
oh my God,
Rick will be able to recreate that song over and over again.
Don't oh, it's farm. The fancy battle too. Thank you. Was it $10.99 here also?
$9.99.
What are we drinking here?
Rebel Yell. It's my favorite whiskey.
Rebel Yell.
As the unofficial spokesperson. I've been an unofficial spokesperson a lot today.
Yeah, you have.
Might I have a swig of
Rebel Yell? Is Rebel Yell cheap?
Yeah, very cheap, but it's also
cheap. Sure, you did the whole Jew thing.
But it's super delicious, too. Oh. Yeah, like it's, for being as cheap as it is, like it shouldn't taste this good, but it just does.
That's totally disgusting.
Thank you. Is that Chewie's voice?
That's Chewie. That's
awesome.
He's like I said, he's under Rick's bed.
Yeah. Where else are you supposed to wipe your dick at?
The carpet under Rick's bed. There's a sign in there and everything.
That's what I just said.
It's so crusty under there.
Yeah.
That is herpes, guys.
I'm trying to even think what the context would have been for that. What would have caused him to say that in the first place?
So what can I do in life to make men suck my dick?
Might have been that.
So many things.
He sounds like Hank Hill.
A little bit,
I'll tell you what.
I'll tell you what.
What the fuck are you talking about?
He's totally Hank Hill. Oh, my God. Damn it, Boomhauer! Okay, Dale, let's roll.
Wait, hold on, I'm crying. Okay, I'm back. All right.
How's it go?
Here we go. Ready?
Damn it, Bobby.
Jesus. Mike, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Take 119.
Yep.
Dedicated to Dog Yard of Dick.
Now I'm crying again.
It sounded like you said Dog Daughter Dick.
Dog Daughter Dick. Oh, wow.
Dog Daughter Dick.
And now that's the new name. Dog Daughter Dick.
I signed the petition. I got the call. The pre-recorded voice said, don't hang up your phone. We will take back our lives that they have stolen. And you are with us. I got the letter. The envelope was green. I hid it in a drawer. The contents unseen. I feel strong. letter and the powder flew away. I am an army.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, I love that song so hard.
Yeah. Yay, thanks, Rick.
That might have been our best take all day.
Shit.
He wasn't recording that.
God damn it.
Fucking rad.
Yay.
Do you guys want to do another?
Sure.
Yeah.
So this one's off. We're doing Bleeds, right?
I would love that so hard.
Yeah.
Oh, please do that for me.
And we don't even have to do the radio edit version.
This?
Anything to make you hard.
Yeah, cuss extra.
I'm cussing extra.
And
what's it called?
This one's called Bleed September.
This is the song, the first time I heard the new album, this like made me tear up the first time I heard it because it was so rad.
Thank you.
That's not saying
Do cry easy, but come on. I was at work. I'm like cleaning a toilet, crying, listening to your record. Fucking is really sad.
Look, a ceramic angel figurine. Rick Waters up.
That's so precious.
It has the Serenity Prayer. Okay, no. For real. Oh, look.
Yeah, honestly, on or near the crapper is probably the best place to listen to this record.
Yeah, this is the... this is the first song that Mike ever played brushes on in this band.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
He had to go buy some. He didn't have any. Yeah. Actually, wait. Are these the ones you got for Christmas? He got a pair of brushes for Christmas from somebody. I got a burp coming. Hold on.
That's what kind of classy dame we get in this place.
Yeah, I'm a belcher. I apologize in advance for that.
Okay.
Yep, do.
It's me.
Yeah, it's you.
Sorry.
He's like, we'll go then.
Damn. All right, here we go. Okay. Woo.
All the years before. She calls it Sapphire, this haunted place without a name. It smells of resin. She drapes herself in lace. It comes, it buries, floats and carries. Leaves a hungry space. It bleeds September and disappears without a trace. Calls it Sapphire, this haunted place without a name. It smells of resin. She drapes herself in lace. It comes, it buries, floats and carries. Leaves a hungry space. It bleeds September and disappears without a trace. She calls it Sapphire, this haunted place without a name.
Okay. Yeah, that made me cry.
Oh, okay, fine.
It's totally sweet and pretty.
Mike, come back in the room. Come back in the room.
And I do have to say, I'm really flattered. I've had a lot of people say that, you know, it makes them tear up or they get really emotional, and I'm really impressed by that because I actually cried when I wrote it.
Yeah.
And that's never happened before. It was the last verse. It's the she hears oh so many hearts making oh so many sounds. She wonders when the rain will come. She wonders till she drowns. And I was just something about that seems so like pathetically sad to me that I totally busted out crying when I like wrote the lyric. And I'm like, oh my god, so sad.
I'll tell you the truth. It didn't actually bring a tear to my eye, but yeah. it did make me want to rework a poem of mine that has never quite been successful that I really like.
Oh,
and
cool.
It's like it just made me think of it, and then oh, like that line is like that line, and
awesome.
Yeah, no, you Sweet. Made me want to go polish my art.
Yeah. That's like a fucking awesome yeah. compliment, man. Thanks.
We will all be better people after you've left Reno.
Thanks, you guys. You guys are so good. We love you guys.
Reno's really like our second home. I mean, seriously.
I love this town.
Yeah. Please come back and support our scene. You're
Always.
Getting a larger and larger following every time you come back.
Oh, my God.
People in Reno know who you are.
Well, shit fucked Reno.
A lot of Reno bands have a hard time making that happen.
It's very flattering.
I hate Reno.
What?
I hate this stupid town.
This town is like for me.
Go to Mortville.
Yeah, go back to Mortville, you bitch.
This town's like stuck in like 70s, like swanky 70s, like
but with all architecture the drugs
and
of the 90s.
Shit, and all the drugs
of the
90s. It's like the Wild West. It's just sort of, I don't know. This place rocks. Yeah. And I love it here.
We're the gateway to Burning Man. We're the armpit of Nevada. And we are the hub of the entire West Coast.
We freaking love it here, man. Seriously.
I wouldn't disagree.
This is why it's why we what I really love is like especially if we head like out toward the Midwest or like down to Texas or like if we go in that direction at all, we get to both start and end our tour here.
We do that a lot.
Every single
time.
We
do that a lot.
And we freaking love doing that. It's so great cuz like you know, we might have
cuz this is great for I've done the 80 trip a bunch of times.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like we'll head out in one direction or another and then we always it's like Salt Lake City, Reno, mm-hmm. home. Yeah. And like, I love that we always end our tours here because, like, if we're coming from that direction, yeah. because honestly, like, we
Salt
might,
Lake too,
we, yeah.
phenomenal
Salt
fans.
Lake is,
oh, we
oh
got
my
an
God.
Awesome
our,
crew there
yeah,
too.
They're great.
They have a secretly awesome, not so secret yeah. anymore, yeah. but like one of the better music scenes.
But
in
the honestly,
and pretty good, man.
It's, yeah. it's great.
And there's some really cool, nice clubs there to
yeah.
play.
Yeah, like, and like, but honestly, like if we had to like,
it's because they kick all the homeless people out.
You know, that kind of makes sense because I don't recall seeing any.
No, but drunkest fans.
They are very drunk.
They're the drunkest fans. You know, Portland's well, the most obnoxious.
Their
fans.
Beer might be low percent. They just make up by drinking
oh,
a lot.
Yeah, exactly. They drink so much. Yeah, it was. Yeah, they're by far the drunkest. But like the funniest is that the last time we played Salt Lake, we ended up on a bill with all metal bands.
Yes,
which we do.
Yes, you
yeah.
can totally do that. Crowd.
Yeah, no, we totally
oh, we do. They love
they
us.
They freaking yeah. love us. And it, like we had this stage. It was like a kind of like I guess if you were standing next to it on me, it would be like just above my knee. Like it was a pretty high straight. Like
first
high
tiki
stage.
Lounge.
And yeah. Yeah, and like by the end, we just had a 30-minute opening set, and so we decided to do our hardest, fastest, loudest mm-hmm. shit, like just all in a row with like no
our
talking,
metal set.
No breaks, yeah. like just go,
and just do it.
Straight for the throat.
And by the time we were like three or four songs in, the entire side of the stage was metal dudes, just like all the way up, like with their legs pressing against the stage, just staring at my hands, and I was like,
and boobs. And let's get yeah. yeah. Come on,
hands. I've seen you play, and they weren't just staring at your hands. Yeah. You got like this. Like,
that was their excuse.
You sit like a guy.
I'm not looking
when you
at
play.
Your boobs. I'm looking
yeah,
at
I
your
do,
hands.
Yeah, I do.
You sit like a guy with a big skirt and no shoes on.
Yeah.
There's something like. I mean, I'm gay, and I noticed that. I was like, what's she doing? You always got like that long skirt that's like yep. hanging between your legs, yep. and like, oh, I dig that.
Thanks, man. But yeah, yeah, it was really. I was like, this is the way life should just be every day.
Yeah, she doesn't have.
I should just have metal
well,
dudes staring
game.
At me all the time. I'm like, hello, metal dudes. What's up? With all of your studded jackets and vests.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
They're checking for an Adam's apple to see if they can hit on you after the show.
Sorry.
All right, Rick, it's time for my music.
Oh.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and most specifically, Sick Kitty Sid, it's time for the worst little quiz in the world, where I'm going to ask you a series of awkward and embarrassing questions, and then judge you.
All right. Love being judged.
Are you ready to play?
Totally.
All right, your first question, it's kind of my favorite first question. Your lover, your brother, or your mother? Trapped on a desert island, Kat, who do you cannibalize first?
Mother.
Mother.
No
hesitation. No
hesitation.
At all.
Yeah.
I bet there'd be no hesitation marks either.
Okay.
Mike, how about yourself?
Mother, brother, and lover?
Yes.
Who do I cannibalize first?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Don't look at me for the answer.
I'm going to say... Oh, man.
And bandmates, you can count each other as brother. Like,
and
it does fit in that category.
He has a lover and a brother.
I have a lover and a brother. And,
so it makes
sense.
And
a mother.
And
I have all of those.
All of those are the wrong answer.
Gotta pick one.
I would say my brother first because he's the biggest and he's meaty. But
he feeds the whole family.
But he's also
meaty.
He's also a professional wilderness man.
You better come up from behind.
So I don't want to eat. But if I say my mother,
actually,
then I'm cut
scenario,
out of the will.
See, my mom will never listen to this, which is why I'm safe. Yeah.
In this scenario, it sounds like Mike's getting eaten first.
Yeah.
You know what? I would happily do that because it would save me a lot of aggravation.
Mike, what was the first rock show you ever went to?
Rush.
Nice.
I was 12 years old. My dad bought me tickets for Christmas.
Let's say Roll the Bones?
Roll the Bones Tour.
Whoa,
oh, look at that. Very, hey. I'm nice very guess. Impressed.
I also was at that
and
tour.
And it was fucking awesome.
I think he should have points off for liking Canadians.
I love
Rush.
I don't care who
Rush
knows it.
Rush is okay, man.
I love Rush. Neil Peart, I love him. I love them all.
Yeah.
I love
yeah,
them. Fuck you all
it's
if
about
you don't
Neil
like Rush.
Because he's also the writer.
Dude, yeah,
he's not just
exactly.
the drummer. He
he's
writes
writer,
all the songs.
The
like
lyrics.
The lyrics and the stories.
So at that point, so my dad is a drummer. And actually, a few people in my family are drummers. But...
Sorry, this is taking so long.
Sorry, I know.
No, my, it's fine.
Really quick.
I'm
my dad's
music.
A drummer. At that point, I'd been playing drums for 2 years. So
yeah.
I started when I was 10. So at 12, you know, I was into private lessons. I was, like, really doing it. And so my dad bought me tickets, you know. And he would always play videos on stuff. We would watch, like, Pink Floyd together and Rush. And I was, like, obsessed with Neil Peart. And he got him for Christmas in Providence Civic Center. Roll the Bones tour, and that was my first concert. It was
a father son thing too.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Kat, your first rock show.
I was raised in like an insanely Christian household, so actually my very first concert was a Christian heavy metal band called Petra.
I've heard Petra.
Okay, and
yes.
The only reason I can really like
wow,
not...
that takes me back.
It was like the youth group like all went together, you know, like I don't even remember paying for the tickets. Like we just went and like it wasn't full at all.
Yeah.
You know. But the dude played a guitar. So
awesome.
Yeah. So I'm like, all right.
Guitar.
He gets
points for that. Guitar. Jesus died for your sins.
And your rock and roll. What's the first album you ever bought, Cap?
Oh, shit. I don't even know that I know the answer to that. Let me think. I have to come back to me. I actually have to think about
that. All right,
that.
Mike.
That
with your own money.
I actually bought.
Not just, you know, giving it. Your mom signed you up for the BMG Music Club for
Columbia
a penny.
House.
Yeah.
I don't think I might have the brain cells left to come up with that answer.
Wow, lost to the mists of time.
I remember going to the store and I bought like a bunch at once.
For
and
musicians.
You're going to totally
die. For musicians, yeah. You guys really suck
you're
at
gonna
this.
Die. You're going to die.
We totally do.
Wilson Phillips.
All right.
Nelson.
Yeah, I saw them Valentine's Day, 1991.
I was appalled at how skinny they were. Appalled.
You were appalled.
I was like, I thought they were really hot like when I saw them on TV. And then when I went to the show, I was like, Like they were too skinny for me. I was like,
I'm going
to
say they're on tour.
Right now, really? So those might have been
excellent. Yeah. Any clarification there, Mike? Or are you still taking a goose egg on this question?
Can you even think of an early record you owned and played a lot as a child?
A lot of metal.
You're so cool.
Yeah.
I'm all Nelson,
you know,
and he's like, yeah.
A lot of metal, a lot of prog. You know, like.
It's Wasp.
Like Wasp. Yeah, Dokken. Wasp, Metallica.
I have opened for Wasp. Thank you.
Zeppelin.
What's that?
I've opened for Wasp.
You're shitting me.
No. True story. True story.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Do I get a point for that?
Rad. Yeah, you
do. I get a point for putting up with Blackie Lawless? Do I get a point for that? Okay.
Actually, 31 points.
No, my dad had it.
No, I'll give you 666 points.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Because it's metal.
All the albums that I liked, my dad already owned. So... if there was anything that I bought, it would have been 90s grunge stuff.
It was just into the music.
It would have been 90s stuff, so probably something like Pearl Jam or Alice in Chains or Soundgarden somewhere.
Fair enough.
I think it was 10. Actually, is the one that I think it was
you
10.
Had like the cool rock and roll upbringing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Fuck you on all the rock and roll questions.
I did not have any of those.
I didn't really either. Now they did own a lot of Doors, which was cool.
Oh, right.
That was cool.
So, yeah. And Wings.
Oh,
yeah. The dad and mom respectively.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. Have you ever seen a dead body?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your favorite decade?
The 80s.
70s.
Okay.
Faggot.
I'd go with my own 30s.
Yes.
Anyway, what's your favorite drunk food?
So far, my 30s have been great.
Ooh, drunk food. Greasy pizza.
Nice.
Pizza always.
Pizza. All right.
Cat.
Well, so would that
pizza.
Be your the last
coffee
meal
cat.
On earth
absolutely
that you could eat?
Absolutely 100% without even a... hesitation, pizza.
Really? Last meal on
last
earth.
Meal on
yep.
earth.
Last meal on earth. Yep. Lobster with extra butter.
Okay. All right.
I have a serious obsession with pizza.
When and how did you lose your virginity?
When and how?
In her vagina. What do you think?
Right?
Jesus.
Snap the hymen
not
already.
Where.
It was in the summer. I was 17. It was like before school started, and it was at his house. Well, his parents' house.
Back in the summer of...
Parents were
69.
Out of
69.
Yeah. It was actually in his parents' bed. Creepy.
Yeah!
Wow!
Nice.
That gets points. Yeah.
Were they at work or out of town?
They were at work.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Oh.
Parents don't work.
We were supposed to be babysitting his younger siblings.
Oh! So the younger siblings could have been like climbing into an old refrigerator or something the whole time you were being boned.
Totally.
Oh, wow. That's awful.
I think I might have that beat.
Okay.
All right. Those add-ons, her score went from like 50 to 525.
I know. That was serious. Yeah. We did it. I was 14 or 15.
How old was she?
Same age.
Oh, okay. If she was older, that would have gotten you more
She was
points.
42. yeah.
That's not funny.
Mrs. Johnson.
Oh. And she... this was both our first. So we did it while my parents were downstairs cooking dinner.
Ah.
We did it up in my bedroom on the floor for all of, I think, 5 seconds.
Sweet.
Yeah. And I was convinced I got her pregnant. We went down to eat at the dinner table right after we had sex. And sweating.
Yeah. You know, yeah. Just,
and freaking out. Like, we're, like, sitting across from her, like, oh, my God, I just got you pregnant. And we're just freaking out. And they're like, what the fuck is wrong with you guys? We're like, nothing, nothing.
And you know they totally knew. Oh. Like, yeah.
Had to have.
Yeah, of course.
Had to have.
You know, like, when they went to bed that night, they're like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Like, I think, like, I had my shirt on backwards. Like, the door was open to my bedroom.
Oh, my God.
Like, I don't know.
Did you have, like, the door open rule? Like
yeah. Okay, yeah, the door open rule. Yeah. But they were downstairs making dinner.
Yeah.
And, like, it was, like, seriously right
after. Was it, like,
after,
clothes on?
Yeah, it was, like, pants down but clothes on.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And then as soon as I came, literally, it was like, guys, dinner's ready. I'm like, sweet, I am kind of hungry. But, yeah, that was something.
Always made that connection ever since.
Yeah.
Pump the fluid in me, Louie.
Or Mike.
Let's see. How often do you masturbate?
Oh, at least 4 or 5 times a week.
Right on. Yeah. Right on. Yeah.
Daily.
Daily.
Right. Mostly. Like, sometimes I'll skip a day. It depends how tired I am or hungover I am.
But on an average, you'll
say.
On
an average, once a day.
Yeah.
And that I learned from Ernest Borgnine. I don't know if you
guys.
What?
I've heard the
that?
Clip.
That clip is fucking amazing.
So how do you
Borgnine.
Stay so young?
I watched McHale's Navy when I was a young lad. I worship Ernest
What talk
Borgnine.
Show was that? Was that Letterman or something?
I only heard the clip, but I think it was Letterman.
What did he say?
He was on. He was like 90 something. He's like, how do you stay so young and like sprite? You know? He's like, I masturbate every day.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
gross!
Yes.
Screw you, all you nuns, and my mom who told me I was wrong.
No, Ernest Borgnine says, exactly. And you should see his eyebrows.
If Cap McHale tells us so, then it is
exactly.
So.
Yeah,
you're damn right. So when you're looking for inspiration, say, for said activities on the internet,
mm-hmm.
What are your favorite terms in your search for jerk?
Actually, you know what? I don't normally search. Like, I go to YouPorn, usually,
right.
Is what I use.
And you
so
just
I
go
d-
with
I just
the
like,
no,
random.
YouPorn's old news, because they make you pay now.
Not.
Yeah, you get 5 free videos, then you have to pay.
You're going to some other
site. If you need more than one video,
RedTube,
you're just doing it wrong.
RedTube is better.
Well,
okay.
XTube.
I'll have to try.
Or XTube.
Usually I just grab whatever
Pornhub.
Picture looks like the most
Pornhub
interesting
on the front page.
XNXX.
So, okay, right.
I'm so sorry.
And Rick's like going off, or you can go here.
He's like, wait, guys, I'm not done. Wait, I'm not done.
What makes it look interesting
I'm very sore.
To you? What's the stuff you go for?
It depends on my mood. Like, sometimes it's...
Big black ass. I'm just guessing.
Bondage and suffering.
Bondage,
sexy,
definitely.
Muscular black guys.
Bondage, definitely. Girl on girl. Love it. Thank you.
She's like,
no, actually,
girls I believe
hot.
I get a ding for that.
I just saw, actually, just this last week, like, there was one interesting, and, like, the reason I ended up clicking on it is because it was one of those camera angles where you couldn't quite tell what you were looking at, and I'm like, what is that? And it was, like, this girl was getting double-fisted by another girl, like, one in the vag and one in the ass, and I was like, fuck yeah, man, that's awesome.
Oh,
like, right
on.
Yeah. It was one of the best videos ever. And, like, the other girl, like, the girl was, like, the one who was getting it done to her was like you could tell she was wildly in pain but trying to stay sexy, which made it like extra fun.
Right.
And
like
she is so uncomfortable right now.
I love it.
And I like it when the one who is being entered who looks in pain is also the one giving all the direction.
Yeah,
like now slow oh, wait for it.
Yeah, exactly. It was she was like shh. You know, and I'm like, are you giving birth or are you just you know what? Whatever.
Yeah.
Like you're a trooper. And I was like, go girl.
That's
like that's
about the same size. If you
put your
wrists together, just think about that.
Yeah.
I always imagine the dirty whore getting fucked, like, can barely feel it because they get nailed so often.
Yeah.
And the director's like, okay, act like you can feel it and it hurts.
Yeah.
Wind tunnel.
Don't touch the sides.
Yeah. Hi, the salami?
Same for me. All that she said, mine's...
What's happening?
It's the inside of a
wind
vagina.
Tunnel. Oh, sweet. Oh,
that's
okay.
The inside of
okay.
An anal porn.
Of a DVDA whore.
Yeah. You can like blow. You can like blow across her ass like the top of a beer bottle.
Yeah. What are your favorite search terms,
dude? Honestly, it's everything. I mean, it just depends on. Sometimes I'll just go to the homepage and just. Whatever's right there.
Right, random homepage.
Most you know, popular. Sometimes, you know, but a lot of, you know, the usual shit.
I mean, do you lean black chicks?
I like watching group sets.
Compilation.
Group sets. Compilations are good. I like compilations.
Just the short.
Short clips.
Like,
yeah.
Bam, bam, bam.
See, yeah. I like that better. I like that a lot. Me because too. I get bored watching the same person for more than.
Right. I don't actually want to see you change position. Yeah. I just want you to be in the next position.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then plus, you get to see so many more tits when you watch little clips.
Right?
And
good point. Good point.
Boobs.
Boobs. All right. And in all of history, who would you start a fist fight with?
Start a fist fight.
Ooh, in all of history?
All of history, but no fictional characters.
Excellent question. No fictional character. Okay.
Cher.
I like that. I don't think you've ever had that.
Why would you want to hit
her? She looks like a biter. Also, lots of hair to grab.
You never know. That's kind of a lot of wig these days.
It could be, but like honestly, like I would.
I mean, she is an Italian lady.
I don't think she'd see it coming. You know, because I'm not a gay guy.
Right.
And so I could walk up and be like, "Oh, by the way, you have a little something on your pow." You know, and she wouldn't see it coming.
I like this. You already have a strategy, Mike.
My list is just rolling. The list is so.
Who bubbles up? Who bubbles up with the most fervor?
I gotta say, probably. I don't know. I just don't give a fuck. Yeah, I lose that round. Yeah. I'm gonna say Hitler. He really aggravates me because it's like, who the fuck do you think you are?
Yeah, so does everybody.
Yeah, so does everybody. Okay. And it's quickly becoming Rory. You're now on my list.
Well, now we're jumping over to the rapid fire questions.
Okay, rapid fire.
No more long pauses. You're gonna answer as quickly as you can. Just pick a choice between the two.
Right.
Elvis or the Beatles?
Beatles.
Elvis.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Neither. I haven't seen either one. I'll say Star Wars if anything then.
Creamy or crunchy?
Creamy.
Crunchy.
Vomit or diarrhea?
Diarrhea.
Fuck.
Okay. Beat up or arrested?
I'm gonna say diarrhea on that one.
Okay.
They both went diarrhea.
Yeah.
Yeah, because nice. I don't like the burn in my throat. Okay.
What was
being
the
beat up?
Beat up or arrested?
Arrested.
I'd rather be beat up.
Right, you've done both. You have scientific evidence here.
I'd rather be beat up.
Purple stuff or Sunny D?
Purple stuff.
Ugh. Sunny D, I guess.
Blind or deaf?
Blind.
Blind.
Cheater or cheated?
Cheater.
Cheater.
Pat Benatar or Joan Jett?
Joan Jett.
Joan all the way.
Indiana Jones or Han Solo?
Indy.
Han. It's going Han.
Nah. Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
I was going to give it to you.
I would rather be both.
Dirty cocksucker.
Honey.
Hey, I'm not opposed to ginger.
Is that a legitimate question?
No, that's a legitimate question. Yeah, that's Rick's question.
Wait, gay or red hair?
Gay or ginger.
Gay or ginger.
Oh, ginger. I don't care about gay.
Homophobe.
I just have always wanted red hair.
Giving or receiving?
Giving.
I want them both.
Oral or anal?
Both.
Oral.
Yeah. That is how he gets off of that both one real quick. Weed or beer?
Beer.
Beer.
Coldplay or Nickelback?
Coldplay.
Coldplay.
Coldplay or herpes?
Oh, you fucked it up.
Herpes.
I did Coldplay. Not fuck it up. That's how I've always wanted to go, Rick. No. How do I do my own fucking questions wrong? let's see. We can't really ask that. Can't really ask any of these.
Why?
Well, because you answer. Okay, so it says Star Wars or Beatles, but you both answered differently.
Oh, okay.
So that question is invalid.
Okay, yeah.
Tattoos or piercings?
Tattoos.
Yeah. Tattoos.
Ozzy or Ronnie James Dio?
Ozzy.
Ronnie James.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
All right.
Would you rather have Alzheimer's or Lou Gehrig's disease? Well,
thank you.
Alzheimer's.
What's Lou Gehrig's disease?
That's where you can't move your body. What's his name?
But your mind's fine.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's mind or body.
I think Alzheimer's. Yeah.
If I see monsters,
I would rather lose my mind than not be able to
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alzheimer's.
Okay, meth or Mountain Dew?
Mountain Dew.
Meth. Obviously.
Mountain Dew hurts my
Mountain
stomach.
Mountain Dew sucks.
Yeah. Fucking A.
I lived. That's Mountain Dew got me through college.
All right. Well, with 23,412 points, Cat beats out Mike 7,084.
23,000.
Don't
eat
feel
it.
Bad. Girls always win.
Girls always eat win because I'm hoping I'll eventually.
But
have
you did
a
fuck up a few questions.
Dreams.
It's the boobs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Poor
yeah.
little man.
And the you smile and say hello. Oh,
that,
she wants to be my girlfriend?
Yeah. Is that all it takes?
No, I have a poem where, you know, it's about, oh, I met a girl, all these stanzas. And the punchline is, you know, it's a smile, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. It's a smile.
Yeah.
Every fucking time.
Right on.
That's how I feel about girls. I'm kind of a sucker. Yeah.
Yeah,
you could
yeah.
say that.
Are we done with the rapid fire? That was fun.
That's the end of the whole quiz.
That was the quiz.
Welcome, and you both were congratulatory, successful contestants.
Awesome. And we can even forgive Mike for never seeing Star Wars.
I was really just going to gloss over that so we didn't have to yell at him.
I'm used to it by now, believe me.
Well, we've only got a few more minutes left in the show here.
Oh,
so
we don't want to leave.
I'd like to say some goodbyes and then go out on a song.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Let's you guys.
Let's do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget this coming weekend is... Oh, shit, what's happening this weekend? I've already forgotten. I know, I don't care about this weekend. The big important thing is next week in the Nowhere... Or no, this weekend. Friday, yes. This weekend is Friday, the 8th. The Nowhere Nevada benefit fundraiser to send the main cast and production crew to San Jose and help them rent hotel rooms and shit.
Nice.
It would really suck if we put together this whole fucking movie and got into a film festival and couldn't
and
make
then
it because Reno's poor.
And then only Brian and Julie can go.
Yeah. So let's get out and so that people in San Jose know that people in Reno care.
Yeah, yeah, no, we'll make a big showing of it. Like, let's start putting Reno on the map.
Fucking
we got IMDb and shit.
Yeah.
It's time to take over.
Let's take the world together. Let's SKS and Reno partner up and just dominate.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm in. As the spokesperson of Reno Sparks.
As the unofficial spokesperson of Reno Sparks.
I accept your kind offer.
Challenge accepted.
I know Nick and Chewy are sorry they couldn't make it here this week. We will not be having a podcast next week, ladies and gentlemen.
I am out of town.
Yeah.
Rick is.
Rick's coming to visit us. In
he's good.
I'm going to, on my tour of California.
And you know he's
going
to stop in Guerneville and get a handy in the woods by the Russian River.
Oh, yeah. Handy.
Put a gallon in the Allen.
Now
be sure Dick gets his warm milk.
Yeah. Yeah.
All
that
about.
Warm milk.
Sexually.
Let's see. Nowhere show, no cash.
Slurping.
Next week. That's all I need to talk about. Next week's open mic is Jenny Pez Dispenser, as we've mentioned, and a big metal show in the showroom.
She could take Chrome off a trailer hitch.
Yes.
So I've heard.
Yes, she could.
Yes.
Yes, all of the things.
I want to say go check out our new album, Everlasting Fire.
Mm-hmm.
Where can you find that on the internet?
SatanKittySit.com.
SatanKittySit?
Satan's Kitties.
Yeah, we have a brand new website.
Mm-hmm.
And we're streaming all of the things on our website.
Everything.
Very cool. I'll go check that out this week.
SatanKittySit.
We'll give you a copy to review.
Excellent. Well, ladies and gentlemen, for Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, Dogwater Dick, Nate, the production assistant,
woo!
And JB, the intern. God, that's getting long. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying, life is short and I love you. So good night, ladies.
Woo! We love you. We love you guys.
Wrath in bursted lungs escapes in clouds of white. I pray in empty rooms to with water lapping at my heels to break my fall from grace.
Oh.
So there's that.
Fuck. Okay, another epic closer, right?
Life. Let's do Life.
Oh, yeah, we can do that.
Life number six.
So that last song is called Superbia.
Mm-hmm. Also on the new record.
Also on the new record is also... What hell, circle of hell is that? The crazy...
Superbia is the giant's well.
Yeah.
For those of you... The record's based on Dante's Inferno. So that's the giant's well.
So we'll do... The next one's called Life Number Six. It is the first track on our new album.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well, it's not the first track.
Well, not the
well, it's
first.
The there's first. An intro that goes into this one.
Yeah. Right.
Well, that's a surprise for people.
Yes.
Let's not tell them.
Okay.
Shh, get the album.
Shut
you
up.
Fucking
just get it.
Yeah. Yeah. And on the record, it features a phenomenal horn section. My boys in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to them and phenomenal
the New York
backup,
Funk Exchange.
Yeah. Phenomenal backup vocals mm-hmm. by the lovely Kinda Wise, Ruby Ruin, and Reno's own Valerie.
Valerie Tyler.
Because it's the worst little podcast in the world. No, but seriously, it's the worst.
Are we ready?
Yes. Make sure you count out loud so I can hear you.
Divine Comedy, it's not really that funny.
Yeah.
Blows and pain-causing holds could make him go wild.
Dark Water Studios.
Is this man really a mental case?
Don't worry, we'll take care of it, man.
Mm-hmm.